Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, Lee, you and I were talking about Kamala Harris. You know, being a Democrat means never having to have an economic plan.
Yeah.
They gave that whole speech yesterday, that whole rally, whatever they called it.
Yeah.
Never once said the word inflation or border.
Well, of course.
Never said the word inflation or border, as if it didn't exist.
Well, the border doesn't exist for Democrats.
No, it really doesn't. It really doesn't. And even crazier than that, Fox News pointed this out this morning. Okay. Yeah. And I remember, I mean, I've been doing this for 20 years. Okay. You had to have an economic plan.
Yeah.
If you were running for Congress,
right.
If you were running for the Senate, if you were running for president, if you didn't have one, your opponent would bash you if it wasn't good enough, if there weren't enough details. You don't have to have an economic plan now.
And it was usually on your website in the primary. Oh, wait a minute. That's right. Kamala didn't go through the primary process.
Right.
The economy is, of course, the number one issue on the minds of Americans. And amazingly, if you go on Kamala Harris's campaign website, she still does not have an economic plan posted for people who may be interested in her to see.
Fox News.
Yeah.
Never said the word inflation. No economic plan of any kind on her campaign website. Should she correct that, we'll be on top of it. They're just ignoring it. You know why? This is like the midterms. You want to know what I'll tell you what the economic plan is. It's very simple. I know exactly what it is. It's an IQ test. If you're stupid enough to vote for them again, they're going to do what they did last time.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And what was that? Print. At least $2 trillion in 4 months. Never been done in human history before. Larry Summers, Democrat, former Treasury Secretary, begged them not to do it. He did it. They did it. Biden did it. Kamala was the tie-breaking vote for it. And we got 9% inflation.
Print, spend, tax, and then blame Trump.
Look, in January and February of 2020, and I know you remember this, I predicted that inflation.
Yeah.
I predicted it, and I said, if they win, or because they won, I said, they're going to come in and do what they've done since the time of Marx. It's always the same thing if you look at what they do after coups. They always do the same thing. In the olden days, they had to smash the windows and steal everything out of the coffers, right? They loot. And I said, today, they can do it with the printing press. They're going to loot. That's what always comes after a coup with these people. It never changes. And the coup was the absentee ballots in the swing states. And sure enough, that's what they did. They looted almost immediately, despite Larry Summers begging them not to. They will loot again. If they win, if there was a sweep, presidency, House, and Senate, you're going to see another massive multi-trillion dollar borrowing and printing binge. What was so amazing about that American Rescue Plan that we've never seen before, there was no real money in it. There was no allocation from the Treasury, no tax dollars passed through. It was all spending and borrowing. All of it. And that is what was so different about it, that Larry Summers freaked and then the media blacked him out and he was so desperate to stop them. Lee, remember, he was going overseas and doing interviews with The Guardian and the UK Daily Mail, like the Economist, anybody who would listen to him, to beg them not to print. And they did it anyway. So what you're going to see is mass looting. Mass looting, the way that they do, not much different than the BLM riots that Tim Walz encouraged in Minnesota, except they will do it with shiny shoes, suits, and a printing press.
And Kamala won't have to bail him out of jail.
No. And that is the one downside that I can think. This is a terrible ticket. This is the worst ticket I've ever seen in my life in terms of weakness. It's so bad. But there's a kind of weird thing with that for the Democrats. If they can manage to get this ticket elected, if they can beat us with this, the conclusion they will draw is they could do whatever they want. And you're going to see them go wild. I mean, like, you know how we're finding out Tulsi Gabbard is on the terror watch list?
Right.
The TSA's terror watch list. But actual terrorists aren't. They're allowed to fly.
Right.
As NBC News reported, not me.
No.
That was NBC News. We let a terrorist through and we put him on a plane. Well, yeah, that's going to begin to be, I mean, regular Americans like me and you, we have wrong think we won't be able to fly. I mean, it's going to get wild in this country because they will have no fear anymore. We have to beat this team because it is so weak. And we have to beat it decisively to show that this has been repudiated.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
But that is the economic plan. If you're dumb enough to vote for us, we will print more money. And remember in 2022, I said, look, Republicans were supposed to win the Senate. We lost it to the Democrats. And we had 9% inflation. We'd just come off of that. And this was an IQ test. If Americans couldn't figure it out, then the Democrats would learn they could do it again, and they did. So that is the economic plan right now. We're going to enrich all our plans by printing you into oblivion. Good luck affording your groceries. We don't care if you're stupid enough to vote for us, because what they will take away from that is they haven't figured out why they're poor. And that's the economic plan. I just explained it.
Yeah.
They haven't figured out why they're poor, because inflation is a tax. That's what it is. It's a tax you pay when you check out at the grocery store.
And which economic group does it hurt the worst?
The poor.
Exactly.
Poor minorities, yeah. especially right. Women and
the
single women.
The people who can
children.
Least afford it. Yeah.
The ones who vote for Democrats.
Yeah.
A lot of them. Yeah. And that's because they'll hear about this program or that program. They don't know where they pay. Yeah. They think somebody else pays.
Right.
And no, not with inflation, not with printing. It doesn't work like that. J.D. Vance, who I'm, you know, coming to admire his rhetorical skills more and more every day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you see the video of him taking the media to task on the plane? He just turns around, goes off on them. Kamala is missing. She has not spoken to you for 17 days and you're pretending not to notice.
Yeah.
Again, I can't get over this, Lee. This is the honeymoon period. Every presidential candidate has done interviews, has done press avails, especially for Democrat, they want the attention if you're a Democrat, because it's going to be positive press. This is when you bump your numbers up as high as you can get them to go, right? You bank some poll points. If you can't deal with the media during the honeymoon, here's J.D. Vance taking the press to task for letting Kamala off the hook without having to ask any questions. And when you got the position you have as the party's nominee in what essentially is a coup, right? You've never won a vote.
Nope.
And you don't even speak to your constituents. You don't deign to speak to the media. You think you're royalty.
I think that you guys have got to do a better job in actually forcing Kamala Harris to answer questions. This is a person who's been the presumptive Democrat nominee for 16 days. She hasn't taken a single real question from a reporter. The American people deserve to get to know the people who want to lead them. And I think it's shameful for Kamala Harris, but increasingly for the media, that she's taking a basement strategy of running from reporters instead of getting in front of them, answering tough questions about her record, and letting the American people know who she is.
And he went off on him. He's like, you're not doing your job.
Nailed it. Yeah. Well, you're right.
Can you imagine if Donald Trump and J.D. Vance just decided not to ever speak to the media again?
Yeah, I was just thinking the same thing, that this would never be allowed from a Republican ticket. The reporters would literally be stalking them to put themselves in a position where they could ask them questions if they had been avoiding the media like the Harris campaign has.
And the Harris campaign the media isn't even pointing this out. They're just running this prepackaged garbage.
Yeah.
I mean, look at how Kamala's endorsement by the Obamas was announced with a prepackaged video.
Right.
Look at how Kamala's choice of Tim Walz was announced. That used to be a press conference. No, it's a prepackaged, very fake video. You could tell they did multiple clips. I said this yesterday. This is back during feudal times. If you were a peasant, this is how you would be dictated to. You saw the king when the king felt like talking to you. If the king didn't feel like talking to you for years at a time, you didn't see the king.
No.
But the king told you how to live. Governed every part of your life and never explained or justified any of it. It's like royalty. Again, this is a thing we've never seen before. We've never seen this in it. I mean, look, I was just looking at the TV right now. The other flip side of this coin, Karine Jean-Pierre, cringe, the spokesperson for the White House, out there trying to explain, where's Joe Biden? We seem to almost be on the brink of a war with Iran.
Yeah.
Where is he? And her attitude's like, well, why, you don't need to hear from him. We've put him out there. Well, where? Well, he walked by on the way to the helicopter. I mean, you saw him, right? He's still alive. I mean, you know.
He shuffled to the chopper.
We were very proud of him. He was wearing his big boy pants and big boy shoes, and he did not fall. Anyway, does he know about Iran? Who knows? Who's the president? Don't know. Who's running the country? Don't know. You're not supposed to ask those questions.
He's tougher with Bibi Netanyahu than he is with Iran, that's for sure.
Yeah, he is tough on Bibi Netanyahu. But nobody else, pretty much. All right. Coming up on the show, Democrats truly, truly believe that we, you, me, not them personally, but us, Americans can coexist with actual terrorist illegal immigrants, like terrorists from the terror watch list, like the most dangerous people on earth. They can move them into your neighborhood. You see them at your PTA meeting. Everything will be fine. They believe this. They believe their fellow travelers and freedom fighters who we should welcome to America. Got the latest proof of that. It's going to blow your mind. Coming up on the show. Folks, defeating these people is a matter of physical survival at this point, given what they're doing with the Taliban and with the terrorists. I'll tell you what that is coming up.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.